Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and SiriusXM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Did you sing the New Year's song, but are still trying to shake that bad relationship? You know the words. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? If you didn't know that, that's what they are. How do you exit a toxic relationship and send that loved one packing for good? We have two relationship experts in the house to guide you through the process. James Marshall is a relationship counselor, and Nicole Turner, detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationship. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The experts are in the house to help you. Now, remember, we are only 4 days into the new year. So if your plan is to detox, you're starting early. James Marshall, Nicole Turner, the experts are here to help you detox, whether it's friends, loved ones, business relationships. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. Nicole Turner, ladies first, define a toxic relationship. What is that?
So a toxic relationship is any relationship that has you feeling like it's just very draining, it's stressful, it brings out the worst in you instead of the best in you. It's like constantly something. It's not, there's no joy in it, there's no happiness. It's just always drama. And those relationships, as you just mentioned, can be any type of relationship, whether it's your family, your friends, your coworkers, the person you're in a romantic relationship with. If it brings out the worst in you and not the best in you, it's definitely toxic.
James, your take on a toxic relationship, would it be the same as Nicole's?
I would agree completely. I think a toxic relationship is any relationship that is emotionally or physically unhealthy or constraining. So emotionally, I don't feel safe. I don't feel like I can share my emotions. I don't feel like my emotions are accepted. Or obviously, if it's physical, then the relationship is certainly toxic in that environment as well.
Are the signs of a toxic relationship easy for us to identify? Especially if we're in a relationship, do we miss them at times?
I mean, I think we do miss them because we typically don't want to accept the fact that this relationship is toxic. So we have so much love for the person. We're so crazy about them. I mean, they've been here forever. And all we can really focus on is trying to make it work. But when a person is broken and they haven't accepted their own brokenness and begin to get healing from that, and they project it through their behavior in the relationship, then the relationship is going to go down. And so a lot of people get trapped in toxic relationships because they don't want to accept the fact that this relationship is unhealthy.
Nicole, is it different whether you've been in a long-term relationship or short-term to be able to see that? Are there early signs?
I think there are always red flags that everyone ignore. Like, you know,
why? And why do we ignore them?
Because, you know, sometimes people ignore them because they really long to be in a relationship and they think that, oh, he or she will change. Or, you know, if I just love them the right way, they'll love me the right way. And the longer you're in it, sometimes the more difficult it is to get out of it because you've built this relationship with somebody, whether you have kids with them or you have a house with them or whatever with them, the bond is harder to break free from. But I think the reason why a lot of people stay is that they're hoping that the other person will change.
Is it different if you are in a romantic relationship, say, versus a friend, your best friend, I mean, buddies since you were kids, and something happens? I don't know, maybe you move, maybe there's an incident, but you want to hang on to that friendship because you've known each other so long, but it doesn't seem to be that productive, but you stay with that person in terms of keeping that friendship. Is there a different dynamic for non-romantic relationships that are toxic and how to sort of break free of those?
Well, I think a lot of people hold on to those long-term friendships because it reminds them of their past, the nostalgia, the loyalty that comes with that. And it's more difficult because they, you know, they may have their families may be connected. They have a lot of history together. They don't want to hurt the other person's feelings. But it's no different if it's a friendship or a romantic relationship. The dynamics are still the same in a sense of, you know, the difficulty in breaking free. But sometimes people don't understand that that toxic friend is really toxic, because as we evolve over time, the things that brought you together, the commonalities, you may have grown and shifted from that, right? And so let's say, for example, there was a time our commonality was that, oh, we had all these bad relationship stories. So that brought us together.
Right.
But now, you know, I've evolved and I fixed those things in me and I'm in a happy, healthy relationship. But my friend is still, you know, bitter Betty, right? And every time I talk to her, there's always, oh, a Debbie Downer situation and woe is me. And it's kind of hard because on one hand, you want to still be there for that person. You know, you want to still, you know, show them that you love them and you have their back, but at the same time, they are so draining. Like, is there's something positive going on in your life? You need to focus on that. And it's difficult. And we all heard the word from years ago called frenemy.
Yeah.
There are some people that you've been friends with forever that they've been hating on you. And they bring the drama and chaos into your life because they want to disrupt the positive things in your life. So, but no matter what type of relationship is, the dynamics are still the same as far as the need to recognize that they're toxic and to break free from that.
Tonight, we're talking about relationships in 2019 and relationships that aren't good for you and how to remove yourself from that relationship so that you can move forward. What are the tools that you can use that puts you more in a positive situation if you're in a negative one in terms of your relationships? And again, we're talking about whether it's friendships, business relationships, romantic relationships. The phone lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight in studio, James Marshall. He's a relationship counselor. And Nicole Turner, a detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationships. So let's go back to the phone lines, or to them for the first time. Lisa calling from the district. Go right ahead, Lisa, with your question or your comment.
Yes. So I don't really know if my relationship is toxic. However, it is draining, and I don't see it going anywhere. I don't see the situation with my partner changing. We've been together in a relationship for 11 years. He's undocumented, which makes his life very difficult. And so there are a lot of challenges with work and money, and it's
so what's
it hasn't
holding
gone anywhere.
What's holding you there, Lisa, if I can ask?
I guess because I love him, and honestly, I feel responsible, maybe for him.
Hmm. Okay.
Or there's the hope that now it's like the pressure of, oh, let's get married, so maybe I can get a green card. But
She's thank you, Lisa, so much. She's got a lot sort of she's dealing with there, James.
Yeah.
She's dealing with a sense of, should I be responsible for this person in terms of, that's a big, heavy thing, when, especially in the climate today.
Sure.
When you're talking about helping someone to become a U.S. citizen.
Right.
But we didn't really get into, I guess, a lot of what is causing the relationship.
You know, I have so many questions because 11 years is a long time.
Yes.
And I think it gets really dangerous if I'm in a relationship like that, that's just stagnant. We're not moving towards anything. We're not going anywhere. You know, he's not putting energy into doing what he has to do, or, you know, if she's not putting energy into what she needs to do, you know. So I would be very concerned that we've just gotten into a habit of just coexisting and we don't really see what's next. You know, cause a lot of people talk about, you know, I want to be here and I want to do that. And their life turns into lip service, but it's no life service because they're not actually living it out. So, you know, and I mean, we probably wouldn't maybe, and I don't, you know, we don't have all the information, but we probably wouldn't classify this as like, okay, this is exactly toxic. But I think what is toxic about it is the fact that it's complacent. And, you know, I think complacency leads to destruction in some way. You know, you're either moving forward or you're atrophying by the very nature of not moving at all.
And so even if you're still,
yeah,
in many ways, you're kind of moving backwards.
That's
just
right.
By being still. Nicole, in Lisa's case, can that situation that she's in also, say, she marries him and he gets his green card and then he becomes a U.S. citizen. Can resentment build there too? Because it's, you feel like I've done something for this person and now they're not making me happy. And obviously that line is another place we can go in terms of relationships.
If they've been together for 11 years and he's undocumented, which limits his ability to make money, which means she's probably the primary breadwinner, and there are probably some other issues going on in a relationship, the resentment is already there. 11 years is a long time to invest. And 9 times out of 10, unfortunately, once he get it, that doesn't mean anything's going to change. It just means now I'm a citizen and they'll check and make sure that, you know, they'll follow up for 6 months or a year to make sure we're married. And then when that 6 months to a year is over, he may just jump ship. And then you've invested. You've wasted. Time is non-refundable. I would pretty much bet that she's probably already resentful.
And you can't get back those 11 years.
No. They're gone.
Is that right, James?
They're gone. I mean, you can't go back in time.
No.
We can't go back and, you know, do it all over again. You got to make a decision, and a decision really quickly. Where is this going? And what steps are we doing daily to get there? You know, are we just, you know, enjoying each other or not so much enjoying each other? Or are we making proactive steps to actually get to a joint and unified goal?
So how do you dump a person, James, if you decide, okay, I'm not moving forward, I'm sitting still, I've got to let this go? Do we get passive aggressive? Do we use social media? Do we get our friends to tell him, to send out a message? Or do you have a meeting and a dinner and you say, listen, you know, we're not going anywhere?
Yeah.
Is there a prototypical, is there a best way to handle it?
You know, I always tell people, you got to know which direction you're going in before you start a conversation with somebody. If you go into the conversation with them thinking like, if they don't give me the answer I want, and if they say what I want, then you're basically basing your life on their beat. So you got to make the decision, this relationship is healthy for me or is not healthy for me. And once you make that decision, I think it's very important that you reach out to some level of accountability. Who in your life can hold you accountable to the decision that you have made about the relationship? Who's going to be that friend that's going to call you and say, girl, I thought y'all was broken up. Why y'all still spending Netflix and chilling every night? And why y'all still going out and things like that? And then once you've had that accountability, then it's time to have the conversation. And the conversation is not based on the other person's behavior, because if it's based on their behavior, if you base the conversation on you're not doing this and you're not doing that, then the person says, okay, well, I'll start doing that. And now we go back and forth. So I got to say, based on where I'm at in my life, I've decided that you're not the best fit for me in this season. And, you know, it sounds cold, it sounds trite, it sounds, you know, hard, but your life is worth more than staying in a place that's not healthy.
Our conversation tonight is about toxic relationships, relationships that are bad for you. How do you handle those relationships? Do you stay? Do you go? Do you try to work them out? What's the best approach? Our experts, the professionals, are in the house tonight to answer all of your pressing questions. Anything that you want to know, they can tell you. James Marshall, he's a relationship counselor. Nicole Turner, she's a detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationship. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Nicole, both of you, well, let me ask you this about communication, right? How important, based on what James has said and how you handle it, give us some more tips on the way to communicate yourself into a good relationship. You can even go out of a bad one into a good one, right? Because once we are feeling like we're detoxed, we want to then know, what are the tools to make sure I don't go back into relationships like that? And I know there are no guarantees.
Right. Well, first of all, they need to take the time and not jump from one relationship to the next.
That's a problem?
Yeah, that is a problem, because you're not giving yourself
the opportunity. You're looking at me like, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, because you're not giving yourself a proper chance to heal from that relationship and do a fair assessment. Like, you played a role in the demise of the relationship just like the other person did.
But see, though, that's the thing, and I know James hit that. He says if you go on to another person, so in many ways you have to make sure you're focusing on yourself more so than the other person. Would that be correct?
That's correct. Because, you know, when it comes to the whole self-love thing, when you are self-aware of who you are what you bring to the table, what your who you are at your core, your characteristics, your likes, your dislike. And then if you love yourself, there are certain relationships you're not going to allow yourself to get into. And sometimes when you keep going back to the same people, that means there's something in you that needs healing. You keep attracting these type of men or women because there's something inside of you that's broken that you haven't addressed. And you're seeking the very things that's going to feed your pain. And that's why some people continue those cycles. So that's why I say it's not good to jump from one relationship to the other. Take the time, do like an after relationship report for yourself to say, hey, this is what, you know, I did in a relationship. And this is the energy that I'm putting out there that brought that energy into my life.
Before we go to break and we jump over to the SiriusXM channel 141 side, I want you all, if you have any resources where folks can go, websites to find you, to get help, get more information, Nicole?
DetoxStrategist.com, and there's all of my social media and email address and everything.
James?
Social media at J.A. Marshall Jr., at J.A. Marshall Jr. on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. That's the phone line. If you're on the line, hang on. We will get to you. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryan in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR. Getting free of toxic relationships, those old relationships as you head into the new year. SiriusXM Channel 141 will continue right after this. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryan, in for Harold Fisher. It is January 4th, 2019. That means we are 4 days into the new year. You're making resolutions. You're making plans. You're talking about getting your finances in shape. You're talking about getting your body in shape. And you may be also talking about getting your relationships in shape. And that could mean leaving relationships that aren't working for you, that you know are not working for you, but you can't sort of find the way to get out of those relationships. Tonight, we're talking about it, and we're offering you some information and some tips on how to handle that. Our experts, our professionals in the house tonight, James Marshall, he's a relationship counselor, and Nicole Turner, she's a detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationship. So you should get your phone calls in because this is free, capital F-R-E-E, free help for you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines, and Sandra or Sandra calling from Virginia. Go right ahead. Sandra calling from Virginia. Okay, Sandra, give us a call back, and we'll get back to you. Nicole, let's follow up on when we went over to break. You said don't jump back into relationships too quick, right? And I'm going to ask you the same question, James. And I know that sort of quick is subjective. How do you know when is the right time? You know, I think I've met the love of my life. I know I've only been out of a relationship 2 months, but just the stars are aligned, fireworks are going off. It's everything I thought I wanted. And Nicole and James are telling me to wait. How long am I supposed to wait?
I mean, wait, how long you're supposed to wait is relative to the individual. Right. There's no standard amount of time.
Okay.
But if you are carrying from that previous relationship a lot of baggage, a lot of damage, a lot of heartache, mm-hmm. you're going to make the next person pay for what the previous person did. It doesn't matter if you see this absolutely amazing, wonderful human being.
Okay.
But if you're going to make that person pay for what the previous person did and they don't get their own fair slate to show you who they are because you're measuring them based on what the person before them did, then clearly it's not time to be in a relationship. But if you feel like it was an amicable break, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times, in particular for women, we emotionally check out of a relationship before we physically leave a relationship. So if you have had enough time to emotionally decompress from that relationship, and then, hey, right around the corner, you meet this absolutely amazing person, and you feel like you are healthy, and you are mentally and emotionally ready and available to give what you need to give to that relationship, then by all means, jump right in.
James, yeah. Do you have a number? If someone called you and said, Counselor Marshall, what's the number I should
follow? If I had that number, gosh, I would be a very wealthy man.
Okay.
But I don't. I agree with Nicole. It really depends on the person, and it depends on the level of, euphoric nature they had towards that relationship. I mean, if the relationship was only a week long, then maybe you don't need as much time.
Right.
But if the relationship was like 11 years, like I think it was Lisa that talked about on the other side, you're going to need more time. If it took you 11 years to get committed to that person, then it's going to be hard to just get over them in 11 days. And I think it not only you not only need to give it time, but you need to be very proactive in that time. Some people break up on a Monday, and by the next Monday, they done been with the person every day since then. They're still talking. They're still going out.
Mm-hmm.
And so your clock didn't really start when you broke up. Your clock starts when you really separate and
yes.
you're really giving yourself space. But if y'all still together and y'all still going out and the family functions and all that stuff, then y'all just don't have titles now.
I'm going to follow up on that because I've got a thought on that. But let's go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Tracy calling from the district. Go right ahead, Tracy.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey,
how
Tracy.
Are you?
So I've been in a relationship for 8 years. One biological child, one child is not mine. I took him on. We have been off and on for the entire 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's in a place where he's changing, I guess, if you want to say, but I can't accept it because it seems so, it doesn't seem genuine, I guess, if you would say,
mm-hmm.
but I'm at a place where I'm not happy and it's like I'm forcing myself to be, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
To try to make the relationship work and make the family work and make the, I guess, newly found engagement work.
So you're engaged now?
Yeah, twice. By the same person.
Okay.
The first one didn't go through. Then the second time, that happened. But it's like, it's really troubling. Like, and it's a thing of, like, you guys are discussing, like, it's just hard to kind of let it go. It's like, I'm not happy. I'm not functioning as myself. It's like I'm on a kind of autopilot.
Gotcha.
Like, do this, do that. Okay, make everybody happy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me let James and Nicole get into that. Now, James, from what I hear, and I'm not the expert, I'm not the professional, but it sounds like she's answering her own question. She says, I'm not happy. I don't want to go move forward, maybe,
right.
But can you go back into a toxic relationship if a person just says, okay, I've changed, if that's the claim? Because she's,
it sounds like a cycle.
Tracy sounds like,
I would pay very close attention to how long the change has been. You know, if you've been in a relationship for 8 years, but he's only been different for 8 weeks, then you're still going to need time to learn how to trust a person. But
she may say to you, Dr. James, I know Dr. James, but I know him. So, I mean, we've been together so long, at least I know what I am dealing with, even if there are little potholes along the way. And jumping out into a new relationship, I got to start all over. I got to find out all the other things he or she has going on. And this one, I know what I'm dealing with.
Absolutely. Don't settle. I mean, your life as a mom, your life in general is so important. You bring so much value to the world that you just don't need to settle. And a toxic relationship can really, really bring your life down. I mean, when I counsel married couples, in marriage, when your marriage is bad, everything else in your world is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a great job and be miserable at work, although it has nothing to do with work because home life is so bad. And so, I tell people all the time, don't settle. And then also, if a person genuinely has changed, we too have to make sure that we have genuinely forgiven them from the past. So I always tell people to ask themselves, how often do you bring up the past? If you're bringing up the past every day, it may be an indication that you haven't completely forgiven the past. And I'm talking about bringing it up every day if the person has truly done nothing to remind you of that past. So
first of all, You're only guaranteed to spend the rest of your life with one person, and that's you. Right. So your own personal happiness is absolutely key. And then you have two kids in the mix. You have to consider, what message are you sending them about relationships? What are you teaching them? Because we all know, growing up and even in our adult lives, what you say to a person versus what the behavior that you're modeling, kids in particular are going to pay attention to what you're mm-hmm. modeling. Mm-hmm. So what do you want them to take away from? Is this what a healthy relationship is like? And the fact that, okay, you guys were engaged and then you called it off, if I had to guess, they were probably cheating in there somewhere, but I don't know their history. And then now he has proposed again and he's acting right, so I would probably guess she gave him an ultimatum. I'm gonna leave now if you don't. And he's appeasing her. But what I tell people, a lot of times when you go into, you're having these issues in a non-marital relationship, but then you go into the marital relationship with these same issues, you're telling them it's okay because you still said I do to me with this behavior. So what was more important to you was the I do than the change in behavior. There is no incentive to change, right? So if she's been in it 8 years and she's totally unhappy, it's not going to work. Cut your losses now, you know. You would feel so much better. I know it's difficult if you have a child together, if you're sharing space together, you're thinking about financial things, the burden that's going to be, but there's nothing like peace of mind.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810 is the phone line. We're talking about relationships in the new year, and specifically toxic relationships, how we define them, how we notice them, how do we get out of them, and how do we move ourselves into better relationships? James Marshall is a relationship counselor, and Nicole Turner is a detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationship. They are the professionals in the house tonight, so they can answer all of your questions. So give us a call at 202-319-7810, 212-319-7810. James, we focused a lot, as we should, on romantic relationships, right? Because those are the ones we're going to be dealing with more often. But look, most of us are going to work for most of our lives, and we got to deal with relationships at work. And I mean with your boss, with your coworkers. When do you recognize that at work you're in a toxic environment, and so therefore your relationship maybe with your boss, maybe with your coworkers, is not good for you? And how do you decide then to make a move? I think that can be very difficult when you're talking about finances, right?
I mean, because it's your livelihood is wrapped up into it. I think a couple of things has to happen. If you've identified some toxic behavior from one of your coworkers or your boss or something like that, you have to talk to them about it. I think a lot of people are scared to talk to them about it because they're scared they may lose their job. But you document it first. You talk to them about it, and then most companies have some sort of HR department that you can create. After you've done that, if the behavior continues and you've talked to HR and things like that, then you got to begin to start thinking about how much better your life would be if you actually enjoyed where you worked at.
Well, I was going to ask you, Nicole, too. Sometimes it may not be a specific boss, but just your work environment can be
and
toxic,
it's
right?
Funny you say that, because I have an organizational health consulting company, and that's specifically what I do. I go in and detox organizations, and that can be from a culture, employees, leadership, or other things. And it's very difficult. Whether it's a toxic coworker, how do you deal with that person if you have to work with them on a team? But I tell people to try to limit the conversations, because you know those people, when mm-hmm. you come in, every time they come in, they want to gossip, the mm-hmm. office gossip, or talk about the boss or the whole water cooler thing. So if you don't participate in that, you don't give them fuel to add to the fire, eventually they'll go to somebody else who wants to talk to them. And when it's a toxic boss, it's more difficult because that person is responsible for your performance appraisals, your pay raises, and that makes it more challenging. However, you know, sometimes in work environments, if you cannot go to your boss, then you have a second line supervisor who's your boss's boss, and you may have to go to that person to address the issues. When it's a toxic culture, it's even more difficult because that's systemic throughout the organization. And that takes, really, they need somebody like me to come in. And that's a plug for my company.
Right.
To come in, because, you know, when you walk out that door, you take that home to your family. And that impacts your relationship with your family. We all know those people when it's Sunday, that thing they call Smonday, because people are having anxiety and headaches because they're dreading going to the office tomorrow because it's such a horrible place. And working in toxic work environments leads to strokes, it leads to heart attacks, it leads to high blood pressure, it leads to so many negative things. So if it's not working, I would first say start developing your roadmap, your exit strategy, because you can't afford to just leave your job, right? But start to look at, what do you like about this job? So you'll have that on your to-do list or your things that you're looking for your next job. And then focus on trying to find something that's a better fit for you along the way.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. It's a Relationship Friday, toxic relationships. How to break free of those. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jeff calling from Maryland. Jeff, go right ahead with your question or your comment.
Hi, Happy New Year, everybody.
Same
Happy
to you.
New
Happy New Year.
I'm just calling to, I don't know, maybe I got the wrong show, but I'm not really in a toxic relationship. It is a long-distance relationship, Maryland, Virginia. But I'm trying to see how I go about, something happened on New Year's. I don't know what's going on, but something happened on New Year's, and I'm trying to move forward this woman. Because I really love her, but we're just not communicating right now, and I'm just trying to find out what's going on. How can I fix it? How would I go about doing that? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, I'm sure you guys hear a whole lot as relationship experts of he's got a long-distance relationship, and I guess he wants to make sure it doesn't get into any kind of toxic category.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's got some issues there. But how do you deal with a relationship that you want to make sure is going in the direction that we're saying we want it to go in? So I want you guys to jump into that. But we're going to take a quick time out. The music is playing. That means we're going to take a break, but we're going to come right back. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about relationships, how to make sure you're in the best kind of relationship, and if you're in a bad one, a toxic one, how to break free of that. We're going to be right back after this time out. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment, and you know that New Year's song, Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgot, Never Brought to Mind? Yeah, should you forget them if they're toxic? How do you move forward into the new year, into a new promising positive relationships and shedding those old relationships that aren't working for you? Our experts are in the house tonight. Nicole Turner is the detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationship, and James Marshall, a relationship counselor. They're both here to give you guidance. We have about 10 minutes left, so rush to the phone lines and get in your questions and your comments. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. When we went to break, James, Jeff had called in from Maryland, and he says he's in a long-distance relationship now. He's Maryland to Virginia, so, you know, maybe they're on different ends. Yeah. But he said something went down on New Year's Day. Ooh. And yeah, so tough. He's worried, and so if I can kind of reframe it, I would say, you know, he doesn't want to be put in that position where he feels like, okay, do I have to detox from this relationship? And how do I deal with it in terms of long distance? So he's trying to have a good relationship, but he's worried about that there may be something there. And we talked earlier about you see those signs, right? Of something may not be working. What advice could you give Jeff?
You know, Jeff, it sounds like whatever you may have gone through on New Year's Eve was really tough. So I want to first say, you know, I can only imagine what it was, because it sounded very tough. But I would really encourage you to explore your awareness about that issue, so that we don't begin to make one issue the whole of the relationship. Hmm. And that happens very easily. And one of the things that you can do, Jeff, to explore your awareness is to ask yourself six really simple questions. What is the issue really? Stated in a real simple sentence. What have I observed around this issue? What do I think is going on around this issue? How does it make me feel? What do I desire, big picture, as it relates to this issue? And what have my actions been? once you take the time to answer those six questions, it'll give you a better sense of your feelings and your awareness just around that specific issue, so that you don't make a mountain out of mountain out of a molehill. Yeah,
Nicole Turner, say we've had someone call in and they've been in a relationship for 11 years, right? And she's into her second engagement. What about the couple that's been together 30 years, 25 years, 20 years? And they are feeling some sense of toxicity. Mm-hmm. What do we do with them? I mean, you know that person you believe back, forward, up, down, sideways, but something's not feeling right even though you've been together so long. Is it harder to break free of those relationships that you believe are toxic, but you've been together for so long and maybe even have children, grown children together?
Absolutely. 30 years is a long time. Think about when we have a bad habit or something, mm-hmm. how difficult it is for us to break that habit, whatever that may be. So if you've been with a person for 30 years, it's also like a habit. Like, your lives are intertwined. They're part of your daily routine, right? So it's not so easy, especially if you have kids, and if you've been together 30 years, you may even have grandkids, and you have a mortgage, and you have other expenses together. You are really just coexisting in this house where both of you are miserable. And I tell people all the time, do you really want to go into your golden years in this type of relationship? Because every day that you spend unhappy in an unhealthy, unfulfilling relationship, you are really shortening your life. And okay, you have 30 years invested, and that's a lot. And a lot of people are more concerned about what everybody else is going to say about that 30 years. And you're staying in it, trying to look good for everybody else.
Meaning folks would be like, I mean, you all been together so long. You're the couple we thought
right,
would.
Yeah. Right. But at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you, what feeds your soul, what feeds your spirit, what feeds your psyche. I can't imagine being in a relationship for 30 years and you're absolutely miserable. You're not friends. Because friendship, I tell people, like is far more important than love. It's a lot of people, I love right. you, mm-hmm. but if you don't like them, it's that like that has you talking through the difficult times and trying to get mm-hmm. to a resolution. It's that like that has you want to go home to see the smile on their face. It's that like that has you want to do things with them and look at them as your best friend. And just when you think of them, you're like, yeah. It's that like that takes you want to take whatever the issues are to your mate and not to your best friend or the people at the barbershop or whatever. When you have a likeness and a respect for that person, you treat them totally different. There are a lot of people who love, but they don't like the person that they're with. So it doesn't matter if it's 5 years, 15 years, 30 years. At the end of the day, if you are absolutely miserable, is this what you want to take to your grave?
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. James Marshall, as a counselor, and you counsel couples?
Couples, individuals, singles.
In terms of relationships, when they come in to see you, is there some consistency you see in their concerns or their wants or their worries that you could share?
You know, not necessarily a consistent issue. I think one of the consistent things is that people feel like there is no hope. So typically, when they come into my office, they're just saying, well, here's my last effort. Here's mm-hmm. my last chance. Here's my last try. So they just assume that there is no way out of this.
And how do you offer them hope?
Well, I think the best way to offer them hope is to help them to really focus on the opportunity that is still there in the relationship. Yeah, you tried a lot of things, but have you tried this? Yeah, you have, you know, I don't know, sacrifice a lot, but have you sacrificed this? So there's still a lot of opportunity sometimes in relationships. And then sometimes the relationship is over. And the best hope that you can have is the hope that my life is going to be so much better when we accept the fact that this is not a healthy relationship for either of us. And so there is hope one way or the other, whether it's hope that we're going to get better or hope that we're going to get better because we're apart.
Right. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We have a few more moments left in the program. We're talking about relationships, toxic relationships, and how to turn those around and make them positive relationships in 2019. Nicole Turner, look, social media
is all around us.
It is everywhere.
What role does that play in relationships, whether it's getting out of bad relationships or getting into new relationships that you think are going to be best for you?
I think social media plays a huge role. One, people put their best selves on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's seeking, you know, they say people are interested in three things: how to make money, how to lose weight, how to find love.
Mm-hmm.
And on social media, there's a plethora of people out there where people are trying to find that next mate. What I say to folks is keep your personal life off of social media. Because the more you have those strangers and friends in your business, the more damage it's going to do to your relationship. That's between the two of you. And a lot of times people will post on social media if they're, oh, I love my mate, but they just hit you last night. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the story that they're trying to sell everybody else because it's the fairy tale that they want to believe exists for themselves. So I think social media, it's good and bad. But when it comes to your personal relationships, your romantic relationships, I really think it should be off of social media. But I want to kind of go back to Jeff for a minute. And Jeff, if you're still listening, which I hope you are, it sounds like she's not talking to you based on something that maybe you did because you're like, I really love her, but I haven't heard from her. So if what you did is something that you've done before and she's like, enough is enough, then you may have to accept that you created the scenario and you played a role into where you are now. Now, if it's a new thing that happened, you need to own up to your part and what you did and apologize for it and reassure her that it will never happen again. But if she's not talking to you, it sounds like it's something that's repetitive. And if you love her like you say you love her, then you'll stop with the repetitive behavior that you know doesn't make her feel good or want to be in the relationship.
Tonight, we're talking about relationships, detoxing, getting out of toxic relationships. Let's go back to the phone lines. Karen is calling from Virginia. Karen, go right ahead with your question or comment. Karen, are you there? Hello? Oh, I think we've lost Karen. Karen, if you can, you got to call us back real quick. We have a few more moments. Oh, I hear Karen. Karen, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hi. My husband and I, this June, will be married for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have three grown children, the youngest 19, and it is definitely a toxic relationship. We've done the counseling. There has been infidelity, broken promises, and there are certain vices that my husband has that I have been unhappy with for years and have encouraged him to get some assistance. Each and every time there's been no improvement. I am at a point, and it's been for several years. We separated for a short period of time in 2015, and I'm at this point now that, as one of your hosts said, that I am numb and I have nothing else to give and I have stopped communicating. And he as well. So he's in one part of the room and I'm in one part of the other. But I'm struggling with 25 years is such a long period of time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yet I know this is not a healthy relationship any longer for me.
All right. Let me let that. Karen, thank you so much for your call. We have a few moments left and I want the our professionals to be able to sort of address your issue if they can before we run out of time. James, what advice would you give Karen?
25 years is a long time, but don't make it 26. You gotta end it. It doesn't sound like it's healthy. It doesn't sound like either of you all are trying to work on the relationship at this point. It's time to cut a lot of losses. It's hard. But your next 25 years can be amazing.
Would you offer the same?
Yes, I would agree. You've done 25. Think about doing another 25. The thought is like horrible to you, right? So it's time to walk away. The kids are grown now. You know, it's time to take care of you and focus on what's best for you.
Karen, thank you so much for your call and best of luck with every decision you make. Our guest, James, give us your information again where folks can find you.
Yep, social media, J.A. Marshall Jr., J.A.M.A.R.S.H.A.L.L.J.R.
And Nicole Turner.
DetoxStrategist.com. If you're on Instagram, Detox for Your Life.
She is Nicole Turner, detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationships. He is James Marshall Jr.,
Is that right, James? Relationship counselor. We thank you so much. That's the Daily Drum on HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, January 4th. I'm Bramante Bryan in for Harold Fisher. The Connection is next. Have a great weekend.